But we have something to remember that didn't happen just 30 years ago. We have something to remember that happened 2,000 years ago. That made possible what has happened these last 30 years. And that will fuel our faith and our passion for God for however many years God gives us still on this earth. We're here to renew our gratitude, to celebrate the grace that's been given to us. We're here to take bread and wine and to celebrate the cross together. And why are we doing this? Well, perhaps this scripture sums it up well in 1 Peter. And our next slide. It reads, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. I love this scripture, but it has a special significance for me and Penny. Because it's the scripture that Lydia used when she shared some thoughts in a communion recently. In our next slide. As many of you will know, Lydia moved to Jakarta, Indonesia a few months ago. And at the age of 24, started a whole new chapter in her life. And she went to the church that we have there, a great church of 2,000 disciples. And she studied the Bible and made her decision to be baptized into Christ. More about that in a moment. On the day of her baptism, she was asked to share at the communion. This was the scripture she picked about returning to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Coming back to Jesus Christ. And as her special song, she chose, for those tears I died. Come to the water. Waters of baptism and waters of refreshment. And we'll sing that song later when we take the bread and wine together. But she shared at the communion, and I've edited the video of her sharing for you today. About a minute or so of her sharing. It was done with a translator. So I've cut out the translator, because most of you probably don't speak Bahasa. So it jerks a little bit from phrase to phrase, so forgive that as we go along in the video. But let me give over to her sharing on this video for a minute or so.
Then when I was 8 or 9, my mom said that I should not take communion until I was baptized. And as a child, I was sure I would get baptized as soon as I was a teenager. However, when I became a teenager, I really turned away from God and fell heavily into sin. I didn't want to know God, and I turned away from Him completely. So I lived a life of sin for many years. Without God, I was depressed and lonely and angry. But I am going to get baptized today. And a lot of people ask me why now. When I came here 4 months ago, my heart was opened when I met the people here. Their love for each other and God was infectious. When I was asked if I wanted to study the Bible, I couldn't refuse. I felt relief. When I studied the cross, it was no longer the same old story that I had heard so many times. And it no longer made me feel guilty and ashamed to hear it. Instead, I felt an intense feeling of gratitude at what Jesus had done for me. That from his death I am forgiven. that from his wounds I am healed. I am so grateful that I can be baptized today and my sins forgiven. And after that, I can take my first communion as a disciple.
Do you remember your first communion as a disciple? How special it is to know that Jesus said, come, and we have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. He says, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Don't think I dare look at that picture. I didn't want that hug to end. I didn't want to let her go. I might have broken a rib or two of hers. But how much, that's how Jesus feels. When we entered the waters of baptism, and there is rejoicing, not just when we got baptized, not just when we went into the water, but I don't think the angels stop their rejoicing. Not till we get home in glory, and even then, it's like the after party begins. Next slide. It's wonderful to be united together here in Christ. It's wonderful to know that we have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Next slide. We have come to the water, and because of that, we take communion. When Lydia took her first communion with her camera phone, she took this very grainy shot of the bread and the wine that she took that day. Oh, it went away. Come back, please. One, go back one. Where did it go? That special first communion. Can we go back one? It goes backwards as well as forwards. There we go. All right. You know, that photograph was taken thousands of miles away in Indonesia. But we connect with its significance, don't we? We do. Because we connect with what Jesus has done for us. Last slide. So now we come to the table, in a sense. We come to the Lord's Supper. We come to the time when we take this bread and wine together. Jesus invites us, as he has always invited all people to his table. He wants those who are weary and burdened to be at rest. Come to me, he says. Not only that, but he says as well in John. He said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Well, let's take this bread, let's drink this fruit of the vine, and let's come to Jesus again and thank him for all he has done for us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much that Jesus went to the cross, endured that pain and suffering for us, so that we could be united with you forever. We thank you that he didn't have to do it, but he did desire to do it. We thank you that because of that, we're able to come back to you, our great shepherd. Oh, Father, we're so grateful. And we remember and celebrate together that we are coming together to eat and drink something that strengthens us in our faith. Father, surely there's no greater miracle than that we would be sitting here today, able to take bread and wine, able to have a relationship with you, knowing that you love us so deeply and so powerfully that you would never let anything come between us and you. Help us, Father, open our hearts wide to you so that we can be close to you. We can be loved by you. We can be close to you and used by you and made strong by you so that we can take this wonderful message to the rest of the world around us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.